BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Today we were live from Wimbledon on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Chris goes into the queue to get the crowd to make some horrendous noises and makes a real spectacle of himself on the weather on BBC One. Enjoy. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Good morning from a beautifully sunny Wimbledon. Today is going to be a fantastic day. All right, Chris?
This might be the greatest day of my life, Mills. Seriously.
Looking jazzy in that outfit. It's working out for you.
Too jazzy?
It's already getting people's comments. And there's hardly anyone here. But the people that are here are like, oh, nice outfit. When I woke up at 4 this morning, I thought I was going on holiday.
It does have that feel about it, doesn't it?
Still dark. It's like, am I getting an easy jet soon? But no, we're at Wimbledon. And I cannot believe that today, the annual Wimbledon men's semis joke is coming live from here for the first time in its history. We are on a roof garden overlooking all of the courts at Wimbledon. Centre court is right in front of me. Over there, I have a perfect view of London town, of the Shard, of the Gherkin, of Canary Wharf. And the sun is shining. It's going to be an amazing day as Andy Murray takes on Roger Federer. We're live from Wimbledon on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show all morning. And it's Friday. Okay, let's get some music on to start. Oh, a dog's just appeared. Hello. Wimbledon dog.
Why is there a dog?
I don't know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is the Radio on Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Grimmy's back on Monday. It's our last one of the week and we are live from Wimbledon. Vicky on Twitter says, how did this happen? Who let this happen? This is insane. I know. Great though. Charlie's up listening already. Emma is listening to Radio 1 Breakfast from Wimbledon. She's just set up from Lancashire on the route and she has tickets today to watch Murray and Federer. Incredible. I'm just reading an article about how to get exactly the same hair as Kim Sears. Would anyone like to know?
Go on then, how do I do that?
You start by spritzing it, then you rough dry with a hairdryer, then you, once dry, back comb it to add a bit of volume, then you need a wide barrel tong. Who's got that? Tong it, wait for it to cool down, and then brush the waves out. Easy, and then you'll look like him.
I've never
girlfriend.
Tonged my hair before.
I've never had a wide barrel tong. You're so excited, you're just dancing around like a child.
It's just mad being here because I came here once with a load of mates when I was about 16, 17, and we queued up and came here, and it's just mad being here now on a roof at Wimbledon, sort of overlooking everywhere, and it's not full of crowds yet. So it's strange, it's like the quiet before the storm.
Yeah, I mean, there have been people, because it's such a huge match today, there have been people camping out overnight. I'm going to send you down to the queue later to see what's going on.
But you can already feel the atmosphere beginning to kind of build up and the excitement starting to feel about the place.
It's quite a privilege to be here at this time because you kind of feel like it's yours a little bit. It's so exciting.
Which could be dangerous. I mean, you've already sat me down and told me, look, it is, you know, we do have run of the place here. We kind of get access to all areas, but you do also have to behave, respect the rules. You know, there's a big tradition to this place.
I did have to sit down with Chris earlier and say, look, Wimbledon is Wimbledon. There are rules. It's very British. It's kind of royal. So,
you know,
the
temptation to stand on the roof here and just shout, that's going in my basket, is overwhelming right now.
And also the kind of like, oh, let's try and get on the court. Don't do that because you will be taken down.
Although we did discover a bush over there shaped as a... They've kind of got these quirky bushes around Wimbledon.
Yes.
So I went off to go and investigate those.
That's on my Instagram now, actually. I filmed you doing it. This is the quietest I've seen Murray's Mound.
It is. It's quiet over on the mound over there.
There are some people there, but they're not... Are they just setting up?
But is that BBC Breakfast? Is that... TV over there?
Yes, it is.
Because that strikes me as an opportunity.
No, the BBC Breakfast sofa has moved for the day from the studio to right in front... Well, it's just basically right on the tip of Judy Murray's Mound. So that's exciting. We can go over there a bit later on. Yes. And I reckon we'll get a sniff of Carol Kirkwood soon as
well. Do you think?
Yeah, I hope so. If you're listening, Carol, before you do your weathers, come and see us.
This is
so exciting. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And the sun is out already. We've got a beautiful view all over the courts. Just to kind of set the scene for you, I'm sat on a green park bench on the roof garden at Wimbledon. And this is where You see, the world's media do all of their reports. So some BBC stuff comes from here. In front of me, I can see the stands for Sky Italia and TSN Canada and Fox Asia. And they all just kind of line up and they get a great view over all of the courts when they're doing their reports.
I think we should push for this area to be renamed after you. This should be Mills' mound.
This could be my like my memorial bench.
This could be your mound.
It could, actually.
Could be.
Like that. It's a beautifully sunny day at Wimbledon. We have a live tennis guest to play a Wimbledon special of Real or No Real at 7:10. Other stuff going on today. We've got Joe and Beth, who are already on the way to tea in the park. Have an amazing day. Alex in Olden says, yes, it's my last day in work today, and then I'm off to Chris's favourite place in the world, Cavos, with the lads.
Yes.
That is going straight in your basket. Have a good one.
You're going straight in my basket.
And good morning, Dom.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm right, where are you at the moment?
We're on the M1 at the moment, we're en route to Wimbledon now.
Yes, okay, where are you coming from?
We're coming from Nottingham, but we're all from the Uni of Bradford, so we're all meeting up at Wimbledon for the day.
Are you the, I saw this, the Uni of Bradford Tennis Club that texted in?
Yeah, that's us, yeah, we texted in, yeah.
Okay, so it's you, and who else?
I'm currently in the car with my girlfriend Emily and my friend Lorene.
All right, and so there's a lot of you. Obviously, you like to think you know a lot about tennis. You're kind of like, are you like armchair critics?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's all we do is we sit and criticize and watch.
Right. Okay. So you'll be sat there on the benches, going, "Oh, I wouldn't have done it like that."
So yeah, what's going on? Have you got centre court tickets, or are you just coming here to be on the mound? What's going on?
We've got court one tickets for the day. Where the LTA have hooked up, Tennis Foundation have hooked up with some tickets for the day.
Cool.
So we're going to be watching some of the doubles on court one, but then we'll probably go out to the mound as well and watch Murray.
Honestly, there's hardly anyone here at the moment. It's such a fantastic atmosphere already. Yeah. So we might see you later on. Thank you, Dom.
Fantastic. Cheers.
Love you. Bye. The Scott Mills Daily. We have got the most beautiful day at Wimbledon. There is not a cloud in the sky. This is Scott Mills, and it is men's semi-final day. Everyone's so excited for Murray and Federer later, and we've just got the perfect view. We are on the roof garden where the world's media gather every single day of Wimbledon, and we're just looking out across empty courts, and it feels kind of special, and I feel really privileged to be here at this time of day. I've never seen anything like this before.
But how amazing is it that we're here for the men's semis as well?
I know, and the joke, let's not forget, coming up at 8:30, the first time in its history that it's live from Wimbledon.
There's so much excitement for that, Mills. Have you seen the amount of tweets? And
a lot of tweets already.
Messages coming in all about the joke.
And now we have British tennis legend Annabelle Croft. Good morning.
Good morning.
I am loving your very professional clipboard.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's got all my notes on it.
Oh,
so if you want to ask me anything about the players, I can tell you a little bit of extra detail.
Yeah, you're literally, there's a lot of notes there.
Well, I've got the
draw. And a grass that I don't really understand.
That's called the draw.
So okay.
So that's got all the players that they've beaten along the way.
Right.
But I don't think you're going to be interested in that. You're interested in the semis today.
Yes, I am. Very much so.
Very much
you've got
so.
Me already. We've only just met.
Very much so. I feel you're going to add a touch of class to proceedings here.
Really?
Absolutely.
To the show, yeah.
A much lacking touch of class.
You're looking pretty classy
Thank
in your
you very
suit.
Much. Yeah.
What do you think of Chris's outfit? Is it too jazzy?
No,
too jazzy?
It's very, very British, and it's kind of like strawberries and cream, and it goes very well with Wimbledon. I think you're very well dressed for the occasion.
It's not very me. I'm not going to lie.
Is it not? What do you normally wear?
Shorts with a suit jacket.
Yeah.
But Mills took me shopping the other day to make sure that I was, you know, wearing the right clothes for Wimbledon.
You've got a pocket square.
I like this little handkerchief
thing
that you've got going on as well. That's very dapper.
Thank you.
You are looking good, Chris. I wish I'd made more of an effort now myself.
Mm. You look like you're going to the beach.
Yes, I do, actually.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Thanks, Annabelle. No, you're looking good, Chris. R1 Breakfast, at R1 Breakfast on Twitter, if you want to see that outfit in full effect. That was the results of a personal shopper that we went to the other day. So, Annabelle, you're working here again today.
I am, yeah. And that's my studio over there.
Your studio is right behind us. So you're on
live
across
at Wimbledon.
The world.
Yeah, across the world. It's live at Wimbledon, and it goes out on the official Wimbledon website. But we go to the world, which is really exciting. And I sit alongside 7-time Grand Slam champion Mats Wilander, and we just chat about the matches and analyse it and talk everything. And we have reporters around and about that we go to, and we listen in to the interviews and the press conferences, and it's exciting. It's sort of, yeah, lots of nitty gritty from behind the scenes as well.
And today it's like tennis Christmas Eve, isn't it?
It is. It is one of the best tickets that you could ever have to come to Wimbledon, because it's always sometimes better. I mean, a Wimbledon final is very special, obviously, but on the semis, you're going to get to see four of the great top players in action going head to head. And there's something very spicy about those semi-finals, and particularly the second one today, Andy Murray up against Roger Federer. Because, of course, Roger Federer is considered probably the greatest that's ever played the game. He's won 17 Grand Slam titles, which no one has ever won before. And Andy Murray, you know, they have quite a spicy rivalry. I don't think they're the best of friends. I don't think they particularly like each other that much.
No, I don't, which I really enjoy.
I was going to say, I like the fact that they might not like each other.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you can tell. I mean, there's kind of an atmosphere every time they're on the court together. And of course, Roger Federer made Andy Murray cry here when he beat him in the finals in 2012. And do you remember that moment when Andy sort of kind of erupted into some tears on centre court? And then he came back and won the Olympics, beating Roger that year in 2012. So he has beaten him here at Wimbledon on centre court, but never during the championships. So the only other thing to add to all of that, the last time they met was at the O2, and Roger beat Andy 6-love, 6-1.
Whoa.
So there's going to be a little bit of revenge there today, and I do not see that happening today. I think it's going to be completely different.
Excessive use of the word spicy. How so?
How many times have I used it? Probably
about
too many, have I?
Three or four. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. All right, I'll stop using that word.
No, but why is it spicy? Exciting.
I think it's because when you see matches, it's like watching two gladiators, isn't it? And it's two egos on the line. You're delving into the psychology of the two players when they go head to head. And that's why tennis is such a great spectator sport, because the audience live the pressure moments with the player, and you go on this journey with them. And you know, you can delve in there and see where there's weaker moments, or if they're going to kind of double fault on a huge point, or whether they're going to break serve. And I think when you see these two go head to head, they've met each other. It's 12-11 in favour of Roger Federer, so it's very close in terms of their head to head meetings.
But how much does the crowd add to it all?
And also, that's a really good point.
Knowing that everyone's watching at home and knowing the support you got right across the UK.
That is a really good point, because wherever Roger plays in the world, he is the most loved figure. I mean, he's an icon of the sport, but he takes the sport, you know, outside tennis. You know, people love him wherever he goes in the world. And even when he's played Andy at the O2, the crowd actually have sometimes favoured Roger.
Really?
But today, it feels like Andy's just that little bit more popular these days. Mm. And therefore, are the crowd going to be still 50-50 split with Roger and Andy, or are they going to go very much more in favour? Remember when Heather played against Serena, and it was overwhelming atmosphere in favour of Heather, and it was a lot for Serena to have to cope with. So I was just wondering what it's going to be like, because Roger's not used to playing in front of crowds, as particularly here at Wimbledon, where he's won it 7 times, where the crowd may not be quite so in favour of it. I'm not sure
spicy.
It's going to be really
spicy.
I'm not allowed to use that word anymore.
What's your prediction for today? Murray?
Oh, it's really hard, because Roger's actually, if you look at all four semi-finalists, the stats actually back up quite well for Roger, because he's only dropped one set, he's only dropped serve once, he's been the most efficient of the four semi-finalists out there, he's been on court least amount of time, and he's playing a very different tennis, I don't know how much you watch tennis normally, but he's playing very aggressive tennis and getting to the net and keeping the point short. But Andy's been superb as well. I mean, oh my goodness, he looks like a man possessed out there, and we're seeing that big sort of mouth opening when it opens really wide. It's happening a lot out there. So I kind of think that Andy might do it, but it would not surprise me if Roger does it, because I think actually the pundits and everyone feel that Andy should win this match, but he may not.
I could listen to your voice all day, Annabelle.
Yeah. Can you?
Actually,
oh,
could.
Thank you. That's really nice.
Soft as silk.
Oh.
Obviously, a lot of people will be listening, young people that kind of want to get into tennis. Like, what would you suggest? What would you like? What answers would you provide to that?
Well, do you know what? At the moment, the LTA, which is the Lawn Tennis Association, are running a series of great British tennis weekends, and we've had two already, but there's one left on the 1st and 2nd of August, and it is literally a chance for anybody, if they've never ever picked up a racket before, or if they used to play tennis and they're a bit rusty and they want to come back, but come to a venue somewhere near you. There's lots of them all over the country, and you can find out about it on the LTA website. And basically, it's free tennis, free coaching, there's mini tennis going on for kids, there's kind of fun cardio tennis, lots and lots of activities, so anybody can show up, and it literally is a chance. You don't even have to have a racket, they'll have rackets down there as well, so it's just a chance for everyone to come and get involved and maybe try and get, you know, to pick up this sport and find out whether they like it, because it is a fun sport. It's not just for everybody to come and think about, well, I might try and win Wimbledon one day. Tennis is a sport that can be played by anybody from young to, I mean, my parents still play, and they're sort of in their late 70s.
So Like, if you've been watching Wimbledon over the last couple of weeks thinking, oh, that's something I would love to do, like, at whatever level.
Do you play?
No, I don't.
We should start.
I'd be terrified.
Properly.
Do you think?
Yeah.
So, LTA website.
LTA website,
okay.
Yep.
All right, we're going to play Hosier, someone new, and then Annabelle is going to take part in a special Wimbledon, real or no real.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm being attacked by nature.
What's up?
This is the thing.
Well, don't send it over here.
Sorry, Annabelle, I just swiped it in your face there. A random bee just like attacked me.
Oh, I'm wondering where it's gone.
This is the
has
thing.
It gone
about,
under the bench.
It's probably gone up my shorts. This is the thing about doing it outside, isn't it? Oh, that'd be lovely.
Mate, you make yourself sound like Bear Grylls. We're on the roof at Wimbledon.
You look like you've got the same outfit on that he wore the other day at Wimbledon.
Yeah, I saw
same.
A picture of that.
Yeah, it's very similar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Annabelle Croft is here, and we are going to play a special Wimbledon version of Real or No Real this morning. So let's play. Here is your first fact. Is this true or not?
The tennis balls used at Wimbledon are donated to provide homes for endangered harvest mice.
Oh, that
who came up with that one?
That, if real, is wicked.
Well, I like the idea of it, but it's definitely not real.
Annabelle, right? Just imagine a little village of tennis balls with, like, loads of little mice.
Mice. No. Yeah, well, actually, a friend of mine's got mice at the moment. It's not good.
You're
actually,
still worried about that, where that bee's gone, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, exactly. Where has
Don't
it
worry,
gone?
It's fine. I think it'll no. go away.
Mills, where's okay. that place in Cornwall that has massive, massive balls? It's
Sandy
like
balls?
A bit. Oh,
it's back!
It's
sorry,
back!
Wasp,
I'm being
the
attacked!
The wasp is causing an issue here.
I need a racket to swat it.
I know.
No,
you should have bought one.
The Eden Project.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what it would look like on a sort of, well, smaller scale, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, balls for mice.
Mm, so yeah, they provide homes for endangered mice, or the old balls. Real or no real?
Definitely no real.
I'm going to go real.
You're not.
Yeah, of course.
That one is real.
No way.
Annabelle, I can't believe
I can't
you didn't
believe
know that
you
with you being a
right.
tennis person and all. 36,000 tennis balls.
That's ridiculous.
36,000 are used at the tournament every year, and many of them are donated afterwards to the Wildlife Trust to make nests for harvest mice. Are you making notes
I am
show?
Making notes of this. This is ridiculous.
Brilliant. That's going to be used on TV later. Yeah. Yeah, so it's, they're putting them to good use.
Okay.
And
how
next.
How did you get that?
Wimbledon was host to the longest ever game of tennis, which lasted 3 days. The final set went on for 8 hours, 11 minutes.
Oh, did you ever have a long one like that, Annabelle?
I remember it well because I was actually commentating in the morning on another match. It was Venus, actually. And then I finished my commentary and I thought, oh, I must go home. In fact, I must go shopping. And I drove miles down the motorway. I went shopping. I did a whole sort of shop for the family, came back home. And then it was sort of like 5-6 o'clock in the evening and the match was still going on. Then I kind of went off and I took my daughter to the gym club, came back, you know, 8 o'clock in the evening. And then the match was stopped. And then honestly, it went on for 3 days. It was, you know, the match. It was just here behind
yeah,
us on
for a second,
court 18.
For
how do you sustain 8 hours, 11 minutes?
Well, it's unheard of. It was ridiculous. It was between John Isner and Nicholas Mahou and the court was just there behind us.
Wow.
Remember, there's a plaque there, actually.
Yeah,
I'll
is
have
there?
To show it to you.
Yeah. We'll do that afterwards.
I thought for a second there that meant one point was going on for that amount of time. Can you imagine that rally? The wasp by your ear.
Oh, no! Help! Annabelle, I'm such a girl when it comes to things like this. I might have to leave you.
Come here.
Okay, Annabelle, what are we saying then? Real or no real on that
That's
one?
Real.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I imagine
saying
it's real
because
yeah.
you've just heard it from an actual expert.
Annabelle told us.
That one is real.
Yes. But what about this fact?
After saying she destroyed her fingernails during the 2014 Wimbledon final, last year, Andy Murray's mum, Judy, had a £300 luxury pedicure to help her avoid the temptation.
Oh, that's really difficult.
Surely that would be a manicure.
That's a manicure.
But
oh, yeah.
Maybe she like just bit her fingernails well, and thought, I'm going to do my feet.
Yeah, maybe she just did it anyway.
That's actually quite a difficult one because I don't know if I can see Judy. Just I don't know if she's really into manicures and pedicures. I don't know.
I saw her yesterday because I did Strictly with her. So I saw her yesterday and she's super relaxed, you know.
She's very relaxed. Yeah, exactly.
She's a classy lady. I think that's
is.
The kind of thing J-Mo would
do.
Yeah.
Maybe Andy bought her the manicure.
£300 luxury pedicure. Oh, by the way, check this out. Annabelle just told me this fact. Guess how much the losers are getting today? The losers.
Oh, it's going to be something ridiculous, isn't it?
Annabelle?
It's quite a lot of money. £470,000. And guess how much the winners get on Sunday?
A million?
1.88 million.
I'm a believer. If you lose, you shouldn't win anything.
It's worth us getting out of bed for. You get 470 grand. Don't be sad as you walk off court. It's 470 grand. Anyway, Judy Murray's 300-pound manicure. Real or no real?
It's a drop in the ocean. I'm saying real.
Okay, well, if you're saying real, I'll go no real.
That one is no real.
Oh. You're right to go no real. And this is your final one today.
Okay. When Sue Barker has celebrity friends round to her house, she often challenges them to a game of swing ball in the garden.
Swing ball.
Swing ball.
That's quite funny. That's hilarious.
Sue Barker, there she is, in her back garden. It's probably massive as well.
Massive garden.
She's done all right for herself. But is she playing swing ball?
Well, I used to play doubles with Sue, actually, on the tour.
Swing ball? No, real proper doubles.
I used to travel with her. And I know she never, ever picks up a racket now. Never. She just doesn't like to. And she says her ankle is quite sore. But whether or not she sort of whacks that thing round the pole in the garden, I've no idea. But
she won't pick up a racket?
She won't. She just doesn't play. She says she's, yeah, it's
not
all
interested.
In the past.
Done
no,
it.
Done, what about for £400,000?
No. Don't need it, does she?
I don't think so.
She got the money from before.
Yeah.
That's why she's got a massive garden.
Yeah. I'm going to say no real.
I really love the idea of Sue Barker in her back garden.
Yeah, I quite like the image of it.
With a swing ball.
Yeah.
Real.
Yeah.
That one is no real.
Oh, yes, Annabelle. She scores again. And at the end of that round of Real or No Real with Chris and Annabelle Croft.
I lose. I only got 20 points. Annabelle Croft got 30 points. Gets £1.8 million.
Congratulations, Annabelle.
Thank you. Does that mean I've won?
Yes, you've won.
Oh, that the end of it? No more questions?
That's it.
Then we have to shake hands. We have to do a proper handshake.
Oh, well, it's so Wimbledon. I love it. Maybe we could have some strawberries in a minute.
In fact, we could do a bump like the Bryans do.
I'm sorry?
But we won't do that.
Oh.
Have you heard of this bump they do when they win?
Okay.
No, we could do a bump.
Quick teach.
Well, okay. You have to stand up.
Okay, hang on. I'll come round.
What is going on here? I don't know what's happening.
You have to do a Bryans
bump. Kill the music.
It's a chest bump.
It's like a hug, but then with
a bump.
With the chest bump at the end.
Now he's doing it with his mixed doubles partner.
We're filming this as well. Okay. Well, you certainly brought something different to the table, Annabelle. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
That
Thank you so
madness.
Much.
Was utter madness. Thank you.
Mwah. So Wimbledon. Class. I love it. The Scott Mills Daily. Conrad has been listening. He's 15. He's like, I really like it that Annabelle Croft was talking about how would you go about taking up tennis. I thought that was really good thing, actually. A lot of people have been tweeting about that, saying, I quite fancy giving it a go, like whatever level I might be at, I just want to play tennis. So, yeah. Good knowledge there from Annabelle. Also, good morning, Grace, who is listening on the way to school in Bristol, loving Radio and Breakfast from Wimbledon this morning. I tell you what, this is brilliant. I am out of the studio. I am getting a crack in town. It's a beautiful day here. There's not a cloud in the sky. And we are excited for Andy Murray and Roger Federer later on. And Chris, I've just sent to the Wimbledon queue. Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm by... It's a massive queue here, Scott.
Is it?
And it stretches right across a golf course that I'm currently stood on.
Well, the entire golf course is the queue.
It's mad. It really kind of snakes around. And you can just see people going so far into the distance. And this is all queuing for today. And there's some people that have been here, by looks of it, a very, very long time.
Yeah.
I don't talk too loudly because they can obviously hear me. But some of them look almost dishevelled from how long they've been here.
Do they look like they may smell a little bit?
Yes. I've got to be careful what I say here.
I know,
but yeah, they do look like they
can't hear me though,
right? A little bit. But everyone is so excited, and it's a really good atmosphere. Even in the queue, people have got snacks, they've got drinks. Everyone's talking to each other. It seems, you know, that really rare thing where people always pretend not to like each other generally in Britain.
Yes.
In the queue, that's very different. Everyone's talking.
It's such a good atmosphere, and like, it's not even begun yet.
Exactly.
I was getting a lot of tweets from people last night who were camping out, going, broken the three-man tent rule. I didn't even know there was one. Is there's never supposed to be more than two in a tent if it's blokes? I don't know.
I didn't know that.
No, I know. It was a new thing. I've never heard of it before. But a lot of people who were camping overnight were tweeting me through the night. So, Chris, here's what I want you to do. We did this in the afternoon a while back, right? So I'm going to play a song in a minute, which is Lord Tennis Court, eh? But in the meantime, I want you to find two people and tell them that you've lost your all-important pass, your all-access pass to Wimbledon, and you're about to go live on Radio 1 any second. You've got minutes to go. You're supposed to be filing this report, and you're supposed to be on a warm-up court, but you can't get in because you've lost your pass. Sound desperate. Can they help you? Otherwise, your boss may fire you. Just really beg, and tell them they need to grunt like two tennis players so it sounds like you're on one of the courts at Wimbledon.
All right.
Okay. So I'll leave that with you. You've got 3 minutes, 3 minutes 18 of Lord's Tennis Court. You just need two proper grunters. Tell them that you're going to be fired unless it sounds like you're on one of those courts at Wimbledon, even though you're just in the queue, all right?
Yeah, the thing is, I look like a proper sports reporter. I've got one of them massive passes that you get, you know?
Yeah.
I think I can... Yeah, okay, I'm up for this.
All right, okay, so say you've lost your pass. And you can't get in, but so can we do it from here and just pretend to be tennis players?
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills at Radio 1, and that is Lord and Tennis Court. So Chris is in the queue here at Wimbledon, a massive queue that stretches across a whole golf course. As far as the eye can see, there are people waiting to get in for men's semis day. Chris, good morning.
I'm all set here on my end.
Can you do a slightly more sport voice for me, please?
Hello, Scott.
That's it. Okay. Now, your pass, you've taken it off and hidden it, haven't you, so that they realise you don't have a pass?
Yeah, what I'm going to say is that it just doesn't work.
Oh, yeah, good. Okay, right, so Chris is in the queue. I want you to now find two people in the queue waiting to come in at Wimbledon. Tell them you've lost your pass, you're about to go live on Radio 1, you're supposed to be on a warm-up court, you can't get in, but you have to file this report, and it's going live on Radio 1. Sound desperate? Can they help you? Your boss is going to fire you otherwise, and tell them they need to grunt like two tennis players in the background so that your boss won't suspect a thing.
I'm going to do my world's best acting.
Okay, go.
I just need to look desperate now.
Go.
Are we going live now?
Yeah.
Do we need to...
I'll give you a cue when the report's about to go live.
How long have we got on this?
Not long, Chris. Explain what's going on.
Ah, okay. I need two people to help me out. Is there anyone here? You two? Are you okay? Are you queuing? Okay. Are you British? I need... is there two people that can help me out with something? It'll only take 30 seconds. Okay. Can you two stand up? Stand up.
So your boss is about to fire you. You're supposed to be running
Wimbledon.
Thank you
so much. My boss is probably going to fire me unless I get this right. Basically, I've got to go live in 30 seconds.
You've lost your pass.
I meant to be from the practice court, but I've lost my pass.
So can you grunt in the background?
Can you just grunt along in the background? Just pretend to be two tennis players? It's fine.
What's going on, sir?
If you don't mind, if you just go like, in the background,
okay.
It'll sound like there's two people playing tennis and I won't get fired.
Yeah,
guys, we've got to be really quick.
Okay.
With this.
Okay. All right, Chris.
Okay. I'm ready on my end.
Okay. Coming to you in 3, 2... Your live report from Wimbledon and one.
Go. Louder. You join us here at Wimbledon, where excitement's building for Andy Murray's massive match against Roger Federer. I'm with Andy now, watching him warm up on one of the practice courts. If I pause now, you can hear his manly voice. Sounding in fine form and looking exceptionally confident. He looks like the sure winner in today's semi-final, Scott. Just 4 hours to go now until the first serve, as Andy looks to make it a historic second Wimbledon win.
Okay, sign off.
He's sounding confident. This is Chris Start for BBC Radio 1 at the practice courts of Wimbledon. Scott, back to you.
Tell them they did really well.
And we're clear. Well done, guys. You did really well with that.
Yeah. Probably saved my job.
Thank you so much. I'm probably not going to get fired now.
Round of applause.
The queue loved that.
Brilliant. All right, thank you, Chris. Your job is done. Come back.
Thank you. All right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That was amazing. From Tay, who's in Newquay. Just had to pull over for this fake sports report this morning. Chris literally will do anything, says Lee from Brighton. Joe in Stafford says, that was quality. Yeah, it didn't necessarily sound like Andy Murray grunting, but, you know, all the same, thanks very much to our Wimbledon proper grunters in the queue. We got even a little round of applause as well. This is Mills. Only 30 minutes until the annual Wimbledon men's semi-joke. It's been on for years, and this morning it's coming live from the All England Club.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1, and that's Swedish House Mafia and Don't You Worry, Child. Scott Mills here, in for Grimmy. He is back on Monday, and we are live today from Wimbledon. What a fantastic show so far. I'm so enjoying it.
It's just amazing to be here. And it feels like the more people that are now starting to turn up at Wimbledon, just the excitement, the atmosphere, just keeps getting better and better and better. It's a lot of fun.
We got here about 5:45 this morning, and literally the only people here were, you know, the guards, the people that kind of look after the entrances and the exits. And now the covers are coming off and the mowing of the lawns is going on, and it's properly exciting. The world's media is starting to arrive for men's semis day. But yeah, when we got here this morning, it just felt like it was all our own.
It was just us and a sniffer dog, wasn't it?
Yes. I need to say, even though it is a particularly sunny day at Wimbledon, I know the weather is particularly brutal for people that are on the way to tea in the park at the moment. So, but I'm hoping you get some sun this weekend at some point. Now, this is the point of the show where we were supposed to have Judy Murray on. And I mean, she's got quite a big day ahead of her, so I understand that she doesn't want to come in. But she did say last week when we spoke to her on the phone, because I've got a number because of Strictly, obviously, I did say, oh, come on, Judy, you'll come in. She was like, yeah. But then I think the nerves have got to her.
Well,
and
she's really busy. This was all left to you because you're friends with her.
Yeah.
And she did say last week, didn't she? I mean, I was quite excited about her turning up today.
I'm going to a wedding with her tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah, Strictly wedding. Two of the dancers getting married. Now, Judy is the only person that can call me Scotty, and I actually like it. But I was just kind of chatting to her on Five Live. I was here yesterday for a bit, and I was in the commentary box, which is so cool. I never thought I'd be able to get into that.
Mate, you sent me a photo. I'm so jealous. Is it really...
It looks so close,
but does it feel like you've got a whisper?
Yes, you do whisper, partly because you think you might be on air, but partly because you're like, oh my God, they're so close, and there's just like a tiny bit of glass separating me and them. So it was the ladies' semis between Mugaratsa and Radvanska. Check me out.
Hey,
and
you've changed.
Yeah, I know, and it was so exciting to be in there. What a privilege. And I was just chatting to Judy, as you're about to hear, about how she's feeling about today. You're looking very relaxed, all things considered.
Well, I have learned over the years there's no point in getting stressed or wasting energy being stressed until it's about to start.
Mm. Okay.
And you have, but this is also because you have two sons in semi-finals here.
I know. double trouble.
Yeah, and Jamie's on after Serena's match, isn't he? So.
Yeah, and that was why I agreed to commentate, because I thought I've got to stay busy, and if I stay busy, I won't think too much about, and I'll be ready. I'll be
sorry
out there.
For bringing that up, Jamie. And then I was sensationally snubbed yesterday on Five Live. Listen to this.
I'm not coming in early for you, Scotty. Sorry.
Right. A live snub there, everyone. Now, she promised. I understand that she's got other things on her mind right now, so I'll let her off.
Do you know what? I can hear the disappointment in your voice there, because you know that this was the one thing that you were meant to arrange.
Basically, it was like, I've let the side down.
I've let everyone down. And live on radio as well, to be told that.
Yeah, just after 3 o'clock on Five Live yesterday. Let's hear that snub again.
I'm not coming in early for you, Scotty. Sorry.
Oh, I still love you, Judy Moo. And
we should go pay homage to her on her mound over there.
I know. Can we go on the mound later?
Is it hers or is it Andy's? Well, I think technically Andy's, but I think we've got to... She's the queen of this place at the moment.
Yes, she is.
We've got to rename it Judy Murray's Mound, I think.
Now, I'm hearing that we can go to Centre Court very soon. Shall we do that?
No way. I'd love that.
Because guess who's there? Weather legend, actual Carol Kirkwood. Mate, yes, I want a piece of that.
I was told we weren't allowed on Centre. Are we allowed to go there?
I'm not even wearing a tie.
Am I allowed? This is so cool.
We're both in shorts. Okay, right. I'm going to take you over there, because I might be able to show you the commentary box from yesterday,
mate,
as well. This is BBC Radio 1. Don't forget, the annual men's Wimbledon semi-joke is coming up at 8:30 for the first time in its history, live from Wimbledon. Texas, if you're excited about it. A lot of anticipation for this. A lot of people like stopping their cars, stopping their morning routine.
It's going to be a moment.
Text 81199 if you're well up for the joke today. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Right above me now is the sign for Centre Court, and we are walking in there. Chris, this is exciting, right?
This is ridiculous. I almost feel a little bit nervous about it.
I'm so nervous. Right, so I believe that actual Carol Kirkwood is doing the weather from inside Centre Court at the moment. So what we're going to do is hopefully we'll be allowed inside in a minute. Have we got the right passes? I don't know.
People are giving me odd looks. But I think it might be the suit.
I think it might be the suit. We need to talk about that suit, because we, as you heard earlier in the week on the show, took Chris to a personal shopper to sort that out. And it's a bit like when you see Bradley Cooper at Wimbledon, or when you see like Bear Grylls, he was wearing a similar shade to that earlier in the week.
Yeah, but I'm also hearing that I look like Prince George and also the new Arge.
Yeah, it's you do look like new Arge. It's the suit and then the shorts that go with it. So suit jacket and shorts combo.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, it's bang on trend.
Is it?
A personal shopper told you that, and they know what's going on. So many people excited for the annual Wimbledon men's semis joke. It's coming in a few moments. In fact, it's going to be in about 10 minutes on BBC Radio 1, and it's coming for the first time in its history live from Wimbledon. Johnny, good morning.
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
Yeah, great. On my way to Wimbledon.
Are you on your way, are you?
For the joke. Yeah, we're on our way now. Just over.
I know so many people are excited for the joke. I can't believe I'm speaking to you, Johnny, from just under the sign for Centre Court, the one that I see on TV all the time.
We'll see you
down here later, and I hope you enjoy the joke at 8:30.
We can't wait for the joke, Scott. Come on,
Hello,
Andy.
Mike.
Hello.
You all right?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Where will you most be enjoying the joke this morning?
We're on the motorway on the way down now. Super excited. We've got two cars from Cardiff Met Tennis on the way down.
Right. Have you heard the joke before? Or is this your first time?
We have heard the joke before last year, but this will be our first time hearing the joke on the way down to Wimbledon.
That makes it extra exciting. Thank you, Mike. We'll see you a bit later on. And our next caller, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Robin.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, Robin. How are you?
I am so excited. It's off the chart, man. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, how many years have you been listening to the men's semi joke now?
It's been quite a few now.
Yeah, five or six, maybe.
Maybe a few more.
Okay.
I think I might have even been there at the beginning, but yeah. I woke up late. I was in
You're a
panic.
Veteran.
Yeah, I was in a panic. I thought, oh no, have I missed it?
But, I know. Yeah. So many people on Twitter and Facebook are like, have I missed the joke? No, you haven't. The annual Wimbledon men's semis joke is coming live from Wimbledon at 8:30, directly after the news. The Scott Mills Daily. Good morning. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Live from Wimbledon, it's Scott Mills. We couldn't have asked for a better day. It is absolutely beautiful. I'm really sorry if it's raining where you are right now. If you're on the way to Tea in the Park and you're literally having to put the windscreen wipers on four because you can't see through the rain. But in Wimbledon right now, there is not a cloud in the sky. And I can't believe that I am sat right behind the Royal Box at Centre Court on a beautiful day. And do you know how I got here? Because I said the magic words, Carol Kirkwood.
If only that were true, Scott. But it's lovely to see you.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. And like you, enjoying this. If you have got rain, chances are it will improve later on, but I'll tell you about that in a second.
Okay, we're going to get an actual weather update from Carol. Chris, can you believe this is actually happening?
It's just mad for me because I see this on TV and it's just, I'm on Centre Court right now. They've got a lawnmower out. It's just, I do feel like it's a bit of a dream.
Yeah. There is a man he's got a big like long duster and he seems to be just kind of dusting everything. He's dusted the umpire's chair. He's dusted all of the seats, a lot of them.
Don't sit still for too long. You might find you get dusted as well.
I probably have. If we sit here for too long, we'll get dusted. What?
Sorry, just casual bird flying past us.
Oh, like seriously? Because we're doing the show from outside, Carol. I've been attacked by nature so much today.
I know, I can see you've got a few bites in your arm there.
I've got two wasps so far, and then an actual bird just tried to fly in my face.
You know, the other thing is the pollen levels are very high today, so if you're allergic to pollen, we are in the wrong place, aren't we? Plants everywhere, they're cutting the grass. We're going to be sneezing, our eyes are going to be running forever.
Carol, is there any time where you're not enthusiastic?
When I'm asleep.
But as soon as you wake up, you're like, when I wake up, I'm like, oh, you're like, good morning, everyone. I see you every day this week when we're doing the breakfast show, like there's a screen on BBC One as you walk into the building and you're in some part of the UK being like, hi.
Oh,
how do you do that every day? You get up at like 2 or something.
I get up at 2:45. So by the time you see me on air at 6, I'm awake. You know, I'm like you. I get out of bed, crash into the wardrobe, like who put that there? Go downstairs, have loads of cups of tea. And then by the time I've driven into work, it's like, yeah, this is a good day, especially if it's sunny. Don't sunny days just just make you feel so positive.
I'm not, it's always about the weather. I'm not being funny, Carol, but judging by your outfits, you don't just throw those together.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. That didn't just come out of your wardrobe this morning. That was planned the night before and put somewhere nice on a hanger.
No, because I don't know, anybody that's listening to this might get this. You think, oh, I'll wear that tomorrow. And then you get up in the morning and you think, no, I don't feel like wearing that today. And then it's, no, what am I going to wear now? I've got 5 minutes to get dressed and get out.
I've got a theory that there's a special shop where only newsreaders and weather presenters go to shop, because you look at their outfits sometimes and go, where do you buy clothes like that?
What are you saying, Scott?
No, I love it. But like, it's just clothes that you maybe wouldn't see on the high street. Is there a special shop where you and Fiona Bruce just like pop in and go, hi, can I have one for tomorrow, please?
No, sadly there's not. All my clothes are from the high street.
Oh, okay. You heard it here first, Chris.
Carol, when you're not sure what to say, do you just talk about the weather?
No.
It's not just about the weather, but mostly. Okay, so now on Live on Radio 1 from Centre Court of Wimbledon, this is happening. A live weather update from Carol Kirkwood, who surprisingly is about to talk about the weather.
You are so cheeky. This morning at Wimbledon, it's beautiful, as you said, and it's going to carry on like this through the day. Highs of 26, a little bit more cloud through the evening, and just a light breeze. For the UK as a whole, for England and for Wales, well, it is sunny, apart from in northern England, where it's cloudy with some rain at the moment. It will improve through the day. We'll have highs up to about 21. For Scotland and for Northern Ireland, we've got cloud around and some rain, but it will improve across most of Scotland, except for the northwest, where there'll be rain, more rain coming into Northern Ireland later. Temperatures in the rain lower, but around the Moray Firth we could see round about 23 Celsius, which is 73 Fahrenheit, but the top temperature today will be in the southeast at 26 or 27.
Okay, Carol, you blow my mind. How did you just do that? Like, you're not reading off anything. I mean, is there a script over there or something you're looking at, or some kind of auto cue? Because that was all from your mind.
Yeah, auto cue. No, I just know it. You know, I visualise the weather, and that's how I remember what it's like up and down the country.
You're quality.
We're on Centre Court with Carol Kirkwood doing the weather in our ear. Life does not get better than this.
I know. It's brilliant. Thanks so much, Carol.
It's been a huge pleasure. Thank you both so much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, here we go. For the first time in its history, live from Centre Court at Wimbledon, the moment has finally arrived. Not necessarily the horn I was after, but that's fine. Simon Mundy, what can you tell me?
I can tell you that the sun is shining at Wimbledon, where we are going to witness two really huge men's semis.
And Simon, are you keeping a close eye on them?
Yeah, I most certainly am. And the whole of Britain will be hoping that Andy Murray beats Federer this afternoon.
But Murray's semi could go either way, couldn't it, Simon?
Yeah, Murray's semi really could go either way. Tough to be definitive how it will get polished off, but it's a mammoth semi and it really does deserve a big finish.
And do you think Murray's semi today will reach a big climax, or will he polish it off quickly?
Listen, Murray's semi has a massive climax written all over it. Big, big finish, explosive, eye-catching, superlative climax.
Simon, thank you.
Pleasure.
Scott Mills here on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. I'm actually just sat here open-mouthed at the amount of people and the amount of kind of attention to detail that is going on right now. I'm sat in the blazing sun on Centre Court. Obviously, no crowd here yet. Just a few production people for Carol Kirkwood doing her weather. But on the grass, on the grass, there's a man mowing. There are two men with what look to be super mops. What are they?
I don't know.
Are they mopping the grass?
Are you mopping the grass?
Are you mopping the grass?
It's so intricate, every bit of it. And the thing is, every little bit that they do has got to be right. And so there must be so much pressure on these guys. Yeah.
There's also a man going around with, the white paint machine for the lines.
Yeah.
And he is, I mean, I've never seen a man concentrate so hard, because if you get that line wonky, you're off.
You can't have a wonky line.
You cannot.
It's just the precision with everything. But it really does feel like it's going to be so... The excitement's building for it. It really feels like this is the quiet before the storm. This place is going to erupt later.
It's just so exciting to be here. Thank you to Carol Kirkwood for getting involved. I'd quite like you to sneak onto her next weather report on BBC One. I don't know how we're going to do that, but we're feet away from Carol right now.
Do
I don't know whether it's possible, but it will be. I mean, that would be the dream, wouldn't it, to be in her next report, even if it's just in the background.
What, with the suit that I'm wearing? By the way...
Too jazzy?
I do think too jazzy. It's had a few odd looks.
I know your taxi driver who took you to the wrong Wimbledon this morning was giving you a bit of a look, wasn't he? How can you go to the wrong Wimbledon?
So get this, there's another Wimbledon tennis club. It's the strangest thing turned up. It was like a leisure centre. I was like, I don't think this is it.
I need to go to the actual Wimbledon.
Very different.
Oh, I feel like we have to keep our voice down here. Even though it's massive, I feel like we have to be quiet.
You say it's massive. It does boil down to just one tennis court, though. And actually, being here, when you see on TV, I think on TV it looks huge. But it is one of those things that you come here and it doesn't really look as big as I thought it was going to be. It's very intense. It's actually quite intimidating, I imagine, to be playing tennis on that court.
Yeah.
Because it's so enclosed in it. All the seats all around it, there's so many seats, but they're all very, very closed in.
Hey, listen, if you want to check out the video and you can see Chris's jazzy outfit as well, which a personal shopper said was bang on trend, the video which we did earlier, which is you getting people to grunt in the queue and pretend they're tennis players, that is on the Radio 1 Facebook and Radio 1 Twitter right now. So it's at BBC R1 on Twitter or Radio 1 Facebook.
I'm going to try and get on TV. If anyone's watching me. BBC 1...
Are you going to go behind Carol?
I'm actually just going to give it a go.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, go. All right, put BBC 1 on now and you see Chris's light blue jazzy outfit.
Too jazzy? Okay.
Go. Possibly too jazzy. You're about to find out. Switch your TV set on now. He's about to... I think he's about to be on Carol Kirkwood's weather. Like, stood behind, looking like an idiot. Put the telly on now. BBC One, Carol Kirkwood in a stunning outfit and Chris in a blue outfit. The Scott Mills Daily. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. I can't believe that just happened. It happened within... It just flashed by my very eyes.
I'm seeing some amazing screen grabs right now.
So Chris just bombed Carol Weathers' report on BBC One. You look like an absolute madman.
How did the suit go down though?
I'm just getting some reaction from Radio 1 Twitter. There are some great screen grabs coming in. Chris was just on the weather. I mean, this is probably the best day of your life.
Could you see me properly then?
Yeah, you were doing thumbs up and everything.
This is the best day of my life.
They even did a close-up of you. You could really see the whole outfit.
I think she said my name at one point.
I think she acknowledged that you were there. Simon's been on Radio 1 Twitter saying, haha, awesome TV bombing during Carol's weather report. Yep, just saw you. Too jazzy on the weather.
Too jazzy?
says Samantha. What on earth is Chris Stark doing on BBC One Weather at Wimbledon on Centre Court? Nicola, just seeing Chris Stark harassing Carol. Lol. I think that went down really well.
That is the best thing I think I've ever done. Oh, my word, that was so cool.
You're actually shaking a little bit.
That was so fun. I'm having such a good time today, Mills. Thank you for having me. The Scott Mills
Daily. I've come from Centre Court and we've now stood by the official players' entrance. This is where they drive in and it's going to get them around the back before they go on and play.
Oh, I didn't know that. I was wondering, wow, okay.
So that just happened and we should be able to speak to Tyrone. Good morning, Tyrone.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Chris.
Did you just see that debacle on BBC One?
Oh, that was absolutely hilarious. I absolutely love the suit. It's looking wicked, Chris.
On point.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. Matching the sky and everything. You're doing well, buddy.
We don't know what Carol actually said.
Yeah, what did she say? It went down.
Well, I think Chris was acknowledged that he was on the weather, which was absolutely wicked for him. I can imagine that's big for you, mate.
Oh, mate, it's a dream come true. You could definitely see me.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You were right up there. They even panned the camera around to you. You were the focal point. You were the focal point of the weather.
Oh, mate.
I wasn't expecting a close-up, Tyrone.
Well, I know. Neither was I. I thought it was just going to be a bit of messing around in the background, you know what I mean? But no, absolutely bombed it. Loved it, Chris. Well done.
Thanks, Tyrone. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
If you want to see, and there are already loads of screen grabs of Chris on the weather with Carol Kirkwood, go to the Radio 1 Breakfast Twitter, which is at R1 Breakfast. I'm being attacked by another wasp. Play a song. The Scott Mills Daily. So, if you've been listening earlier in the week, you'll know that we've been speaking to the person that's been giving us all the kind of insider stuff that you don't see on the television at Wimbledon, our ball girl, Emily. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming to see me.
No problem.
So the last time I spoke to you, which is a couple of days ago, it was quite a nervous day because that was where some of the ball boys and ball girls were sent home as the matches get less and less.
Yeah.
What is that like?
It's quite emotional because you've been with these people for a week and a half and you get quite close to some of them, especially if they're on your team. Luckily, no one from my team was cut
they
yet.
Weren't? Okay.
But we all sit in a room together and they just read out the list of names who's going home and you just really hope that your name doesn't get cut.
Are they nice about it or is there a kind of mean Simon Cowell
character?
No,
it's nice. So before the list is read out, they always say, really well done for getting this far. And, you know, you wouldn't be here if you hadn't been of a great standard.
Yeah. But obviously not that good.
Yeah.
So they're marking you all the time, aren't they?
Yeah, on every single court.
Scary. Do you get more nervous as the matches get more important, like now?
Yeah, so especially if you're on centre, there are more people, I think, because the matches are more important, obviously. And yesterday, the women's semi, I just felt like this is someone's, you know, this might be one of the biggest matches of someone's life, and I'm ball girling, so I need to make sure I don't make any mistakes.
And you didn't?
No, not well, hopefully. Hopefully not.
What match were you on yesterday then?
I was on Radwanska versus Muguruza.
I was in the 5 Live commentary box right next to you.
Oh, really?
Then. Yeah, I would have seen you.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't make any mistakes.
Okay,
I was
good.
Watching you.
Good,
all the
good.
Time. Were there any famouses watching you yesterday?
Yesterday, David Beckham was watching.
Sure.
Yeah. And then on the previous day, Wills and Kate were watching.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And David Beckham caught the ball yesterday,
yes.
Didn't he?
Yeah. I wasn't on for that, sadly.
You weren't.
Otherwise,
it's all over Twitter and
yeah,
Facebook.
Yeah, it is.
Today.
Yeah.
But basically, how smooth is he? Like,
he's just so cool.
I know, but
he's
out so of anybody cool. Who could have, like, you know, if that was me, it would have hit my face at 107 miles an hour and would have smashed the glass of Pinot Grigio in my hand. But the way that he's managed to style out and just go bosh and
yeah.
Catch it was like, oh, he's a
so
ledge.
Cool.
I know. So Wells and Kate were watching the other day as well.
Yeah.
And do the players get more stressed as the matches get bigger as well?
I think they do, yeah. I mean, there's definitely, whenever anyone makes mistakes, they do get a bit angry. Especially, I mean, Serena. Serena gets very angry.
Was she really angry?
Yeah.
Was she what way?
Just quite a lot of screaming on court. But yeah. I feel like she's normally more calm, but this championship, she really wants to get. She's won all the previous Grand Slams, so she wants to win this one.
Is there anyone else that's been a bit of a mare?
Yeah. I mean.
Anyone else?
No, not really. Apart from like the juniors on the outside courts who are like really stressing because it's their first Wimbledon and they really want to get to the final. They want to play on the big courts. So.
But you could easily not to the big ones, but to them you could just be like, shut up.
No, well, I'm not allowed to. I'm definitely not allowed to.
But you're thinking it.
I wouldn't get my perfect score if I said that.
That's true. You wouldn't still be here.
Exactly.
So is it true like for the ball boys and ball girls? There's another cut today.
Yep, and tomorrow evening.
So oh.
There's one every night from Wednesday.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah, it's okay. Not nice.
And you're going to survive right the way through?
I really, really have no idea.
Yeah, you can. You can do this.
I don't know. I hope so.
You've got support of all the Radio 1 listeners behind you. You can't fail here, Emily. Right, so do you know what you're doing today yet? No?
No idea. No idea.
Wow.
I really hope I get on for one of the semis.
That would be cool,
amazing.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Imagine if you won for Murray and Federer.
That's just such a cool match. I really want to get on for that. That would be amazing.
Okay, well, what time do you know? Like, when does it all start to happen for you?
So centre court starts at 1. So hopefully I'd get called up about 20 to 1.
Mm.
And then you get called up, you have to go and get the ball bearers and you go and march onto court.
And you know, obviously, that's quite a while away yet.
Yeah.
What would you do between now and then?
Well, either I would go... Either I would go on some smaller outside courts, which open earlier, or I'd just chill in the complex, play some cards, you know, have some hot chocolate, eat some breakfast, stuff like that.
Okay, right, just chill time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you've got to hype yourself up for whatever might happen.
Exactly, yeah.
Listen, thank you so much for being on this week. You've
provided
a really kind of interesting insight for people like me that don't know much about Wimbledon and just found out so much stuff. So thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
And I hope you get on one of the good ones today.
Oh, I hope so too.
Thanks very much, Emily.
See you. The Scott
Mills Daily. That's true. I should have asked that. There's always questions that come in afterwards. You're like, I want to know that. What happens if they need to go to the toilet halfway through? Because you might, mightn't you? When Annabelle Croft, who's a British legend tennis player, came in earlier to play Real or No Real, she was telling me there was a time when, I think it was a guy called Pat Cash, who at the time was a massive, massive star in the world of tennis. And they never used to take loo breaks, but he actually just stopped the match halfway through, like I think it was the men's semi-finals, and just wandered round to the public toilets and was just like there just having a wee with the rest of the general public and discussing the match that was happening, but it was him playing it. Don't think that happens anymore. Yesterday when we were here, me and Chris practiced being ball boys, and as you can imagine, that went extremely well. Thanks to BBC Tennis for that. And it's on the Radio 1 Breakfast Twitter right now. I've just tweeted it from my personal one as well. It's mostly Chris with me commentating because, you know, no one wants to see that. But it's, yeah, it's me and Chris being ball boys and just talking to a couple of them, both a ball boy and a boy girl, about what it's like, teaching us some of the moves, some of the kind of lunges that you have to do and the standing positions that you have to perfect. Because if you don't get it right, you are off. That's on the R1 Breakfast account of Twitter right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many tweets still coming in about the classic TV weather bombing that happened earlier on BBC One in front of millions of people. I took Chris to a personal shopper this week to get his outfit for Wimbledon because he was worried that he was completely unprepared. And he wasn't even sure whether it should be seen. And now it's been seen by millions of people. A light blue blazer jacket and a suit short. Bang on trend. James Price has been on Twitter saying, just seen the video bomb. It's made my Friday. Hashtag too jazzy.
Too jazzy?
Yep. And Amy says, why is Chris Stark on television behind Carol? It wasn't even like he just walked past. He was fully on with close-ups and everything. Here's the moment it happened live on BBC One this morning.
Now, you can see he's pretty busy here at Wimbledon. Oh, there's Chris from Radio 1. Hi, Chris. And then you can see, too, a lot of action on centre court this morning with the lawnmower. They've been cleaning the white lines and measuring them and everything else as well. The sun is beating down. Matches Chris's suit, actually. It's bright blue and it is looking rather pleasant. It's warm already.
Wow, that happened. Now, in between us kind of messing around on centre court, I kind of forgot for a bit that it is about tennis today, and I'd quite like to get some kind of nuts and bolts of what's going on, really. Simon Mundy on centre court, are you there?
I'm here, Scott.
Can I just say, sterling work this morning on the annual Wimbledon men's semis joke.
Hey, career highlight.
Some people were saying it was the best one ever.
Oh, wow, that is a real privilege.
Just from what I'm seeing on my Twitter and Radio 1 Facebook and Radio 1 Twitter, so thanks very much for being a part of that.
It's a really massive good men's semi, simple.
Did you see Chris's weather crash?
I didn't.
No, okay, it's going to be all over your Twitter. It's on Radio 1 Twitter. Have a look at it in a minute. It's classic.
Will do.
A lot of people enjoying it very much. So are we saying 1 p.m.? Today for Andy Murray's match?
No, not for Andy's Murray match. He's second up, so you've got Novak Djokovic, the defending champ, against Richard Gasquet first at 1 o'clock. Whenever that finishes, that's when they wheel out Andy and Big Rog.
That's why I'm glad you're here.
Exactly. Yeah. But it shouldn't be too long, because most people think Djokovic should be fairly straightforward against Gasquet. So at a guess, I'm going to go 3:30. He'll be on.
Okay. All right. And when is the final?
The final is on Sunday.
And what time is that, please?
I think it's 1. It might be 2. I think it's 1. Or is it 2? It's either 1 or 2.
Can you say that I don't know much, but I'm willing to learn?
Yeah.
I like it. So how hard is this match going to be for Andy Murray today?
It's very tough. I mean, there aren't much more tough matches in tennis than playing Roger Federer on centre court at Wimbledon. Arguably, Rafa Nadal in his pomp at Roland Garros. But look, Roger's won 7 times, twice a defeated finalist here. He's the greatest grass court player by most people's consent of all time. He's playing amazingly well this championship. It's like back to his best. He's cruised through. On form, probably being the best of the 4 semi-finalists thus far. So I think it's going to be really, really tough. And I'm going to disagree with Crutcher. I actually think Roger Federer is going to win.
Do you really?
I do, yeah. I think when he played in the quarterfinal against Gilles Simon, and he absolutely mullered him. And when Roger Federer is on top form, you basically can't touch him. And he has looked a bit like that this fortnight. And he mullered Andy at the ATP World Tour Finals at the end of last year. So yeah, I'm sorry to say for Murray fans that I think Roger Federer is going to come out on top. The great man.
Okay. It's clear, we were saying earlier, it's clear that they don't really like each other, isn't it?
I'm not sure that's entirely true. It did used to be the case a few years back, but I think they've sort of softened towards each other. I think there's more needle between Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer than there is between Andy Murray and Roger Federer. Look, Andy's a lovely chap. Roger's a lovely chap. Why wouldn't they get on?
Exactly. Who has... I know his mum, and she's lovely, so he must be lovely also.
She is lovely.
Also, can I, on the Strictly Murray, Strictly Judy Murray thing, what other Strictly friends, apart from me, has she brought here before me? Dubek, has he been on?
Dubek's been here. Yeah, Dubek's right. Definitely been here.
Of course he has.
None of the accolade of you, Scott. So, I mean, it's not even worth mentioning any of the other people. Zedlist, okay, relatively right. speaking.
Okay. I bet Max off EastEnders has been here before me as well.
Yeah, saw that head knocking around at some point.
Yeah. So we can say the final, I've just been told, is on Sunday at 2 p.m. on BBC yeah. One and BBC Five One. Live. Also, indeed. Interesting fact from Simon Mundy this morning. You didn't tell me, you did tell me, but no one knows this. You started off here as a bin man.
That's correct. Yeah, I've literally worked my way up. I used to be the lowest of the low. We trundling all the rubbish around into the incinerator just around the corner. Then I washed glasses. Then I served drinks, did strawberries, all sorts. And now here I am.
That's
still
how much
really
you wanted
low
to-
of the low.
That's how much you wanted to be at Wimbledon.
Yeah, I love it. And my parents got married just in the what's that thing called? Oh, church. Yeah, just around the corner.
The church, yeah. The Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills here at Wimbledon. Morning, Cal.
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Are you okay? Enjoying the Wimbledon vibes?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I'm loving it. I'm loving the show in the morning for you guys.
What are you saying?
I'm saying, have you noticed how many innuendos there are on this show this morning?
What do you mean? No, not at all.
Oh, like your news presenter just said there was a massive men's semi.
No, I don't know what you mean. Well, thanks for your call. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Radio 1 Breakfast Show playing Alesso and Tuvalu and We Could Be Heroes. I am currently walking with Cash, who's one of the officials here we spoke to earlier in the week. Cash, where are you taking me?
Taking you to the corral where all the grounds are coming, the people are coming to the grounds.
Okay, so is this what the public are coming through for the first time?
Yeah, public with the ground passes and just people who haven't got centre court and one court tickets for the hill.
Okay, lead on then. And I will tell you that tonight Annie Mack is going to be announcing who our special guest DJs are going to be on the Radio 1 weekend in Ibiza this year. It is Radio 1's 20th year in Ibiza, so it's going to be bigger than ever. The celebrations are going to be huge. So if you want the full announcement, Annie Mack tonight at 7 p.m. on BBC Radio 1 with everything that we're doing in Ibiza this year. The Scott Mills Daily. Just having a little wander around at the moment. It's Scott Mills here at Wimbledon. It is the lushest, most sunny day ever. Blue skies are on. I'm sat outside the big sign that says Centre Court. Just kind of making myself comfortable, really. Just sat on the concrete in what they call, I think there's a fancy name for it, but otherwise known as the queue. Hi, girls.
Hello.
Who are you, please?
My name's Jade.
And?
Leah.
Hey, I know that you listen to Radio 1. Chris, I know you're a bit disappointed that Chris wasn't here, actually.
Very disappointed, and especially that suit.
I know. Have you seen the suit?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Beautiful. Amazing.
Too jazzy?
No, definitely not too jazzy.
Can't be, can it, really?
No.
Too jazzy?
Now you've really made yourself comfortable here. What time did you get here?
About 6:15 this morning.
So not too bad, and the weather's been beautiful, so you've just been sunbathing, right?
Yeah.
See some snacks in the bag there. Yeah, pass them over, if you would. What have you got? Oh, French fancy, I love that.
Cookies.
You've got your chunky cookies there. And strawberries, obviously.
Strawberries.
What are you hoping to see today?
Some tennis.
Yes, what though?
Andy Murray win, obviously.
Do you think you'll get into the Murray match?
Yeah.
Get into centre court.
No, we won't get in.
You'll get on the mound though, won't you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, best place on the mound.
I'm going to head there next. It's smaller than it looks on TV. Have you been on it before?
Yeah, I've been on it before. With a lot of people, it makes it look bigger as well.
Did you camp overnight or did you just came straight here? This lot did, I think, right? I'm just going to move my bum over here. Hi.
Hello.
Who are you?
Sophia.
Hello, who are you?
Tilly.
And
Isabel.
And you actually camped overnight?
Yeah, we camped. It was interesting.
Why interesting?
Well, people started arriving at 4:30 and I got woken up, so I wasn't too happy.
You've not had much sleep, have you?
No.
So when you're here, obviously you can't camp right here outside Centre Court, so where do you go? Where do you do it?
It's right near the cricket club, so it's car park 10, so like people camp there and it's right at the start of the queue.
Yeah. Okay, so are you hoping to be on the mound today?
Yeah, hopefully. Like, the atmosphere there is always so, like,
It's just so like vibey.
You know, it's like it's. We got here about 5:45 this morning, and the atmosphere was great then because you feel like you're only. It's only you and the security guards. But now, like the world's media is here. There's so many people. It's buzzing. Loads of people in the queue. Well, listen, let's hope for a Murray win today. Thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
This is BBC Radio 1 at Wimbledon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Still a bit of early morning cardio there to take you from the queue down by Centre Court. And I'm now on actual Murray's mound. What a way to finish the show. I'm stood by the big sign that you always see on TV, the big white sign that says the Championships Wimbledon 2015. And I can see absolutely everything from here, including a Pimm's tent. How fabulous. Should we crack on, Fiona? No,
let's crack on, darling.
I think so. It's Friday. Good morning, Clara Amfo.
Pimm's at 9:58 in the morning.
Come on, have we been up? We've been here since 3 or something.
Okay, you get a pass. It's Friday. How are you, my love?
Really good. So you're in Pacific Quay in Glasgow. The weather is beautiful here. I'm guessing that, well, I've heard that it can be a little bit brutal and raining at the moment up there.
It's not raining just yet. There are a few clouds around, but it's okay. The Scottish hospitality is keeping me going. I've had so much delicious food this morning, so I'm in a really good mood.
Scotland knows how to party.
I had square sausage and everything. It was delicious.
Oh, lush. I love a Scottish breakfast. It's a favourite. So, we've had a great show this morning from Wimbledon, including Chris, well, basically weather bombing Carol Kirkwood live on BBC
One. I've seen the pictures.
That happened. It's just been loads of stuff going on. It's such a good atmosphere here, I can't tell you. And sorry if I sound a bit out of breath, but I have just climbed Murray's Mound.
I could hear that you are officially on the mound now. Are you a bit sweaty?
I'm a little bit sweaty and it's boiling hot. The pitch has just gone on Radio 1 Breakfast Twitter, R1 Breakfast. Take that down. It says Judy Murray's Mound. It's Andy's.
Pause.
Attention to detail. So what have you got coming up today?
Lots of things coming up today. So yes, we are broadcasting live from BBC Scotland. We have got a live lounge rewind based all around artists that are performing at Tea in the Park this weekend. We've got Annie's Hottest from last night from Years and Years. We've got Track of the Day, which I really love, from Julio Bashmore and Sam Dew. And if you missed Lucy Rose's really great live lounge yesterday of her covering Taylor Swift's Bad Blood, then you're in luck because I'm going to repeat it in the show. And yeah, just loads of good times. It's Friday, cause for celebration.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can watch everything and listen to everything Wimbledon-wise on the BBC today. Good luck to Andy Murray against Federer. I wish you could see what I could see right now, Clara. I've just got the most beautiful view of the whole of Wimbledon. Centre court right in front of me, the roof garden where we were earlier, and then stretching beyond that, all of the other smaller courts in just the most beautiful sunshine. There's not a cloud in the sky. You can catch it on 5 Live and BBC One later this afternoon. And good luck, Andy Murray.
Yes, good luck, Andy.
Thank you, Clara.
Thanks, Scott.
Those are the best bits of Friday's show live from Wimbledon. Join Grimmy back on Radio 1 Monday morning from 6:30. Scott Mills.
BBC Radio.